presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim staged a fake fight with Kolu to make General Lin Pu believe that the native boy had been converted to the side of the Purple Triangle organization. The ruse was successful and Kolu was taken out of the detention cell. Shanghai Lil bribed a sentry to smuggle a mysterious metal tube out of Bluger's hideout. Then Lil turned him over to Bluger to be executed as a traitor to the Purple Triangle cause. Later, as the Great Revolution got underway, the airplanes, to the surprise and bewilderment of Derek Bluger, started to turn back and land. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Following the example set by the leaders, the rest of the 15 planes of the Purple Triangle Air Squadron turn back from the ordered flight and land at the camp.
I can't figure it out, Lil.
I'm not surprised, Derek. You never can figure out how anybody could be on any side but yours.
Oh, can I?
No, you haven't said anything, but I know you're still trying to reconcile yourself to the treachery of that stupid sentry.
However stupid a man may be, he is clever when blaming others.
Stupid or clever, there isn't going to be any more of that stuff around here.
How may we be sure, Motai Superior?
I'll have a conference with the chief guard. Remind me to call it tonight. And there'll be a shake-up in the guard regiment.
It's about time.
And it's about time Yen Sing got back here with his report. What's keeping him? I'm very anxious to learn why those planes turned back and landed after I ordered them to attack.
Shanghai Lil always quick to suggest calamitous catastrophe. But could she be right this time? Is action of pilots mutiny, Most High Superior?
How does Derek know, Lin Pu? He hasn't learned the wisdom of that old Chinese saw. Don't neglect your own to weed another's field.
What do you mean by that, Lil?
You've been so busy with your precious plans that you haven't bothered with little details like checking up on your organization personnel.
Well, once you're right, Lil, that's just what's been the matter.
Well, praise from Caesar is praise indeed.
Yes, sir, you put your well-manicured finger on a weak spot. But from now on, everything is going to be different. Nobody's going to put anything over on me.
Splendid, Most High Superior. As my imperial ancestor Lao Tzu has said, he who overcomes others is strong. He who overcomes himself is mightier still.
Well, from now on, I'm weeding my own field first.
Now you're talking, Dad.
But I'll weed anybody else's I make up my mind to. And I'll show you I'm the best double weeder in the business.
Listen to who's bragging, Lin Pu. I'm laughing.
Wait until you have something to laugh about, Lil. Maybe it'll be healthier.
Oh, I'm laughing now. When the whale gets out of his element, even minnows can safely laugh.
Shanghai Lil.
Oh, relax and let yourself go, Lin Pu. Stop looking like a powder pigeon. You know, one of these days you put too much strain on that blood pressure of yours and explode.
What's the matter with you, Lil? You seem to have swallowed spirits of vitriol lately.
Some people give me a pain. Every time I express myself and Lin Pu doesn't agree with me, he knits his brows and wheezes, Shanghai Lil.
Everybody isn't like you, Lil.
Quite so, Most High Superior. Shanghai Lil needs to be reminded that if she insists on everyone being like herself, she must look nowhere but in her mirror.
Oh, skip it.
This must be Yen Sing. Come in. I thought so. Well, Yen Sing, what's happened to the air squadron?
Nothing, Most High Superior. Air squadron in perfect condition.
Then why are they turned back from the flight?
There is the answer, Most High Superior.
Ah, of course. I should have remembered.
Remembered what, Lin Pu?
Look outside, Most High Superior. It's coming up very bad storm.
What if it is? What's the little rain got to do with the revolution?
From the way your war birdies folded their wings and squatted on the ground, I should say it had a lot to do with it.
Yes, Most High Superior. Excuse, please. Old Chinese belief that ventures starting out in rain will not be success.
And so they disobeyed my orders because of some old woman's superstition, did they? Well, I'll show them.
Most High Superior, I beg of you. The men did not willfully disobey you. They follow only their teaching. A right beginning makes a proper ending.
Well, I'll show them the disobedience will make an end of them.
Most High Superior, Shanghai Lil's suggestion of mutiny has not proved true this time. But if you try to use force in this case, mutiny will surely be the result.
You think so, do you? Give me the air squadron, Commander.
Our voice is hoarse and our tears are exhausted. No more can be said.
Hello? Air Squadron Commander, I called you to tell you I'm pleased that you didn't risk our great cause by starting under such a bad omen.
Your tight mouth keeps back mischief.
The attack is officially postponed.
A little later, events of importance are taking place in Shanghai. A young lieutenant raps at the door of the headquarters of General Fu Yongsen of the Chinese National Army.
Lieutenant Wing reporting, General Fu Yongsen.
Well, what is it, Lieutenant?
Message has arrived by carrier pigeon from North, General.
From the North? Give it here.
Yes, General. Here it is.
Let's see. 72-69-40-23. In code, of course. Code department.
Hope it is information we want, General.
We'll soon know. Code department. I have just received a message I want decoded. Message follows. 72-69-40-23. 84, if possible. 45, plan 634 on section D. 21-15-120s. 2-185s and 5,009s. Signed, operative 13. Call me back. Now, let us see. On this map here, when last heard of, operative 13 was here, at Yuling. From there, we had reason to believe our quarry was hiding up here in the Gobi Desert. If that is correct, then it will be necessary for us to send troops up this way. You see?
Yes, General.
Along in here, it is most mountainous and hard to travel. It is almost foolish to attempt to plan an attack until our quarry presents himself in a more open position. Do you follow me?
Yes, General.
Now, Operative 13 is the third agent we have sent up north. No word has ever come from the first two. It is to be presumed that they are no longer among the living. Yes. You have decoded the message. Read it to me. Yes. Yes. Yes, good, excellent. The message says, Jungle Jim, his servant, and Lin Chamas under death sentence. Will prevent it if possible. Bluger plans attack on central Mongolia next week. Army consists of 15 bombing planes, 2 batteries of artillery, and 5,000 men. Signed, Lily Devril. There is no mention of our first agent, Chong. He must have been killed. Operative 13 has done fine work. Fine work. Lieutenant.
General.
You will deliver this message in person to His Excellency, the United States Consul.
Meanwhile, back in Bluger's camp, Yen Sing lets Jungle Jim out of his cell.
You come with me, prisoner.
To whom do I owe thanks for being let out of here?
Keep quiet, prisoner. Come with me.
All right. Where are we going?
You'll soon see.
What? Why, we're only going to another part of this jail of yours.
Yes. Most High Superior has ordered you moved. Here is your new cell.
Here? Why, there's somebody in here already.
Juan Jim.
Kolu.
Yes, it's Juan. Kolu in jail some more.
Get in cell, prisoner.
And I thought we fooled that fat Oriental, Lin Pu.
Yes, it's Juan. We fooled Chinese, all same.
And then what happened? What did you do to get yourself thrown in here?
Chinese take Kolu to Bluger. Me tell Bluger all same story.
Yeah?
Me say me tired being you side. Juan join him army.
I get it. He didn't believe you.
White Missy Queen Bat Kingdom, she tell Bluger no believe Kolu.
What?
Bluger tell Chinese bring Kolu here.
I might have suspected Lil would pull something like that. Well,
Our idea would have been a good one if it had worked.
Yes, it won, Jim.
I guess now that Shanghai Lil has betrayed us, we can expect a firing squad any time now.
One. Chinese say firing squad if Kolu betray him. Kolu no get chance.
That's true, Kolu. But they'll see through our little plot to get ourselves in a spot to double-cross them. And we'll get the firing squad on general principles.
What name?
We'll get the firing squad anyhow. I don't care so much about myself. It's Lynn Chalmers I'm worried about.
Don't worry about me, Jim.
What?
I'm all right.
Lynn! Hey, Lynn, where are you?
In the cell next to yours.
Well, listen. There's a sort of a transom in our left wall. Does it lead into your cell, Lynn?
I think so, Jim.
Well, just wait a second. Hey, Cole, boost me up so I can hang on those bars up there. I want to see for myself that Lynn's okay.
Yes, it's one, Jim. Kolu fixed.
All right, stand right here, Kolu. That's it.
One all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Hello, Lynn.
Oh, Jim, I've nearly gone mad wondering what Bluger had done to you.
Not much yet. I can't figure it out. He was so anxious to capture me.
I think all he wanted was to get you out of the way so he could go ahead with his revolution.
But what about you?
Oh, I'm what you call his ace up the sleeve.
What do you mean?
Whenever Bluger's funds run low, he plans to have me send a letter to Dad for £10,000.
Ransom, eh?
That's what I called it. But he said we should call it a contribution to the cause.
That sounds just like the snake.
I've written the letter, but it seems he's been given $50,000 from some secret agent of his. So until that's all spent, I'm to be kept here.
Which won't be long.
You mean he'll soon spend the $50,000?
No, I didn't mean that. Although that's probably true enough. I meant you won't be kept here long.
What do you mean by that, Jim?
I can't explain it, Lynn. But I've got a hunch we're going to get out of here.
At that very moment, upstairs in the castle in Lil's quarters, Derek Bluger pays a social call.
Well, Lil, are you comfortable up here?
Why not? All the conveniences of home, Derek. Like fun. But at that, it's not as bad as I expected.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I wish I could furnish this place up right for you, but it's a camp, a temporary hangout. As soon as I get the revolution underway, things will be different.
Oh, of course, Derek.
Atta girl. I was sure you'd understand how things are, Lil.
I understand perfectly, Derek.
That's great. I've always said you were my kind of woman.
Am I?
You know you are, baby.
Sometimes I wonder.
What's there to wonder about? We know each other pretty well, don't we? You know all my weaknesses, and I know all your faults.
Oh.
But in spite of all that, we get along swell, don't we?
We have so far.
And we're going to all the way. That is, as far as I'm concerned. How about you, Lil?
How about me what?
The time is fast approaching when I shall rule all China. My ambition will be realized. I shall be the first white emperor.
Yes, Derek?
And you, Lil, will be my empress.
I? Never.
What?
Unless you free Jungle Jim and his companion.
What will Bluger's answer be? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full color action pictures in the Comic Weekly. The big comic weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you'll find all the famous characters who live in the world of colored pictures. There's Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, the antics of Skippy, the loony adventures of Barney Google, Judge Piffle, Toots and Casper, the Katzenjammer Kids, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. Don't forget our date next week. Same time, same station for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.